every state is taking a slightly different approach to reopening their economies, and the virus has hit each region differently. So while Vermont's new case numbers of coronavirus have remained fairly low the last few weeks, how are neighboring regions faring with the disease, and how are they planning to relax stay-at-home orders? Well, over the next 2 days, we're going to check in with each state and province that borders Vermont, starting now with New Hampshire, which has about twice the population of Vermont, but on Tuesday of this week reported 10 times as many new cases as Vermont did. I spoke to NHPR reporter Jason Moon and asked whether the curve in the Granite State is flattening.
I think it's safe to say it's flattened out. Whether or not it is in decline is actually a bit of a debate at this point. So Governor Sununu here has indicated that he believes that there's been enough of a decline to begin reopening some sectors of the economy. He points to a decline in the percentage of positive test results coming back. That decline, though, if you look at the numbers, it hasn't been consistent over a two-week period, which is what the federal guidelines are for states to begin reopening the economy. And in some other indicators, like current hospitalizations, that's actually going in the wrong direction. So those are actually ticking upwards. Although there are still thousands of unused available hospital beds in New Hampshire at the moment, so there's lots of capacity left on that front.
Okay. Well, before we go to the reopening, I just want to touch again on the healthcare system. I mean, it sounds like there's been enough capacity. Hospitals have not gotten overrun with right. COVID-19 cases.
That's right. Yeah. That was a really big focus of the state in the early days of this was making sure there was enough capacity. So, you know, recommending that hospitals postpone elective procedures. They set up, I believe it was 14 or 15 overflow sites. So far, that has all turned out to have been not necessary. As part of the governor's steps to reopen the economy, one of the first things that he's allowing hospitals to do is to begin to do some of those elective procedures that had been postponed.
Well, let's talk more about that reopening. I understand certain businesses can open again on May 11th. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, May 11th, it begins with golf courses, retail stores, hair salons, all with sort of specific restrictions for those industries. May 18th, restaurants can begin to serve customers at outdoor tables, again, with limits on how many people can be at a table, distance between tables, that sort of thing. The question with a lot of this stuff is going to be enforcement. You know, we've seen a couple of, you know, protests at the State House where large crowds have gathered in protest of the restrictions, clearly violating the, you know, 10-person gathering, and those went unchallenged by local authorities. So going forward with lots of individual businesses beginning to do things, it's going to be a real question as to whether or not any of this is going to be enforceable.
And just finally, Jason, what's been the reaction to some of these moves to reopen the economy? Are people on board with it, or has there been any pushback?
I think it's been mixed. I mean, obviously, a lot of businesses are happy to be able to begin making some money after what's been an incredibly difficult period for them. You know, I think folks like golf course owners have been among the more vocal in terms of making an argument for why they should be able to be open. You know, the hair salon issue is an interesting one. The governor was being lobbied by hair salons to be reopened, but another group of hair salon owners said that this was irresponsible. So it's really kind of at a store-by-store, business-by-business level, people deciding whether or not they agree with this.
Jason Moon is a reporter with New Hampshire Public Radio. Jason, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.